You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter.
Hi guys, welcome and thank you for joining me on today's episode of Mental Health Monday. Thank you so much for clicking the link to come listen. And today's episode is going to be a really short one, and we'll be looking at anxiety again because I'm currently going through anxiety, and I'm like, why not just share some of the things that I think would work for we that are dealing with anxiety. Because trust me, it's not all about knowing that you have a condition, it's also about knowing how to cope with that condition, how to handle it, how to relax, and then ensure that that anxiety doesn't get the best of you. You are on top of it and you're handling it the best way that you can. What I feel from time to time, and different things trigger us. For me, it's when I'm not in my comfort zone, when I'm doing something new, or when I'm actually not sure about something. It gets me feeling anxious, and before you know it, you start having invasive thoughts telling you what is not even true. So you have to know how to stay ahead of this anxiety. Sometimes it's severe, sometimes it is chronic, and it may affect your relationships, your performance in school, or your job. But generalized anxiety disorder, panic order, and social anxiety disorder are among the most common anxiety disorders that we have. And I'm so glad that we as Africans, we as blacks, we're beginning to take our mental health serious. I go on Twitter sometimes and I see people talking about mental health. I'm like, whoa, we are so knowledgeable about some of these things. But in as much as we have people that are aware of these mental health issues, there are a whole lot of people that don't know what is happening to them, because they still want to believe that we are blacks. Blacks don't have mental health issues. You know, all of those things. Treatment for anxiety may involve a combination of cognitive behavioral therapy and medication, but there are so many simple techniques that you can practice. And those simple techniques is what I want to share with you today. First things first, remember to breathe. Stop for a moment and focus on breathing deeply. Notice the position that you are in. Sit up straight, then take a long breath through your nose. Hold it for the count of three, then exhale slowly while relaxing the muscles in your face, your jaw, your shoulders, and your abdominal area. Sometimes we don't notice it, but we are stressed out. Our teeth are clenched together, our shoulders are stiff, and we're not relaxed. So take time during the day to notice how you are, your sitting position, how you're feeling. Are you relaxed? If you're not relaxed, try to take a deep breath, sit straight, hold your breath, count to three, then exhale slowly and relax the muscles in your face, your jaw, your shoulder, and your abdominal area. If you practice this deep breathing from time to time, it becomes like your second nature, so you do it easily when you're under stress. Also, take a mental step back. Sometimes anxiety tends to be focused on the future. So instead of trying to focus on the future, why not focus on the present? If you worry about that thing, it's only going to ruin the moment. So stop worrying. Always be conscious of your thoughts. Be conscious of what you're thinking about. Be conscious of the things that your head is entertaining. If nothing needs to be done now, make a conscious decision to revisit the decision or situation later in the day when you're much more calmer. Now, the most important rule that I want to share with you is the 3-3 rule. Yes, that is the triple threes. It is a simple way to change your focus, and you can start by looking around you and naming the three things that you can see, three things you can hear, then three parts of your body that you can see and you can feel. Now, I'll take that again. Start by looking around you and naming three things that you can see, then listen. What three sounds do you hear? Next, move to three parts of your body, such as your fingers, your toes, and whatever it is that you can see in that moment. It helps you to be able to notice, it helps you to be able to see, it helps you to be able to be present and then refocus again. Lastly, meditating. I always talk about meditating. but most of us still don't know how to practice mindful meditation. But there are so many apps out there that can help you reduce your anxiety and other psychological stresses. So, and I want you to understand something, that you are capable of mindfulness. So it is easier for you to do when you've practiced it and made it a habit. But if you are new to the practice of meditation, you may wish to do guided meditation with the assistance of maybe audio tapes or a phone app. Go to your Google Play Store, search for a meditation app, look for one that works for you, and key into it and start meditating today. It is not difficult or exotic, but just learn to pay attention to the present. Sit up straight, focus on your feet on the floor. Close your eyes and recite, either aloud or to yourself. Say a mantra. You can have a mantra. The mantra can be any positive statement or sound that you choose. Try to sing the mantra with your breathing. So if you're breathing, say or chant the mantra. And if you find yourself drifting or being distracted by thoughts, don't get frustrated. It's your first time, I understand. Only just try to refocus and continue again. So try to practice a few minutes each day, and it will be an easy and accessible tool for your anxiety or anti-anxiety toolkit, because we all need one of that. In conclusion, I said, remember to breathe. Release yourself from the stress. Take a mental step back. Don't think about the future. Don't think about that thing that you're thinking is not going to work out. If it's not happening now, don't think about it. If it's not going to affect you in the next, if it's not going to matter in the next 1-2 months or even let's say a year, then don't stress it. I realize that sometimes my anxiety is triggered when I'm stressing over something that is as little as maybe something that offended me in this minute, and I'm still having a foul mood over it, and it's beginning to give me anxiety. I try, is this matter 2 months? Will it matter next week? It wouldn't. Then I tell myself, stop thinking about it, and I don't think about it. So about the 3-3 rule, the last step that I gave, or the last tip that I gave, it's just a simple way of focusing. You look around you and name 3 things that you can see. Listen, what 3 sounds do you hear? And finally, move to 3 parts of your body, such as your fingers, your hands, your nails. You know, while you're doing this, release your shoulders. Don't clench your teeth together. Release, breathe. You can do this. Your anxiety is not greater than you. You can overcome it. So if you're dealing with anxiety today, I hope that this helps you. It is all these tips while you're at work. Meditation app I talked about, you can meditate while working or when you're on break. If you know someone with anxiety disorder issues that needs to listen to this, please don't forget to plug them in, let them listen. Thank you so much for always joining me on my podcast, and I want to say a big shout out to you. You are the realest. Until another episode again, don't forget to stay happy. Be yourself, be confident, be kind to yourself, be kind to others around you. And don't forget that you're doing the best you can for yourself while you can in this very moment that you're in. Thank you so much for joining me.